Drive with Jack, ABC Radio Perth.
It's around this time of year that we say you do know that a pet isn't just for Christmas. Well, maybe there could be a small exception here. Greyhound Adoptions WA is going through a surge. Old racing dogs being handed in to their care. They're taking in about four or five dogs a week from WA trainers, and they need your help to find a home for these greyhounds, even if it is only for the few weeks of Christmas. But you're not going to turf them out again on Boxing Day, are you? Warren Henry is from Greyhound Adoptions WA. Warren, hello to you.
Good evening, Jeff. How are you?
Very nice to have you on the program. Tell us about these animals. Why do they come into your care, Warren?
Well, they come into greyhound adoptions on the basis of straight from the racing industry, obviously. Dogs that, let's be honest about it, they're not making trainers any money, or they're possibly injured and not going to be able to race any further. So they come into Greyhound Adoptions WA as a rehoming agency, and they're the biggest in Perth. And we then have that objective of finding, first of all, fosters, to be able to help these dogs readjust from kennel life to a home life. It's a whole new world to them. And then onto adoption program and into a loving family full time.
Which is what we want. So what we know is that they were considered slow dogs or slightly injured dogs, and that ended their careers, but they'll be perfectly fast enough for anyone who ever aspires to provide a home for them. You talk about the difference between kennel life and home life. What would those people seeking to foster these dogs have to be aware of?
Yeah, look, the temperaments of these dogs is absolutely wonderful. I mean, they are a very calm, in the main, very evenly tempered dog, even if they have come from that racing kennel sort of life. But the main part of the role of the foster carer is, first and foremost, actually give the dog some human interaction and some love. That's the big difference. And actually get them out and about. It's a whole new world, how to, you know, walk on a lead, just assimilating them into a family environment, socialising them, take them to a local park or a beach. These dogs have never seen such a thing. I mean, they're used to a concrete kennel, and that's basically, that's it. So it's a whole new world, and it literally bringing in an animal that simply does not know what it's really there for. I mean, it's a pet at the end of the day, so it's actually teaching them how to become a pet.
Whenever I see people with greyhounds, a lot of people look at them with a great deal of admiration and admire the dog very much, and I've always been of the view that they're a very popular breed, but is it just the sheer numbers of those coming to you that means you're finding it challenging to get foster folks for?
Look, absolutely it is. And look, to be honest with you, one would suggest that if people are looking for a dog, for a family pet, a greyhound's probably not high on their agenda or even makes their list sometimes. But the more and more that people are coming across this breed, and they are a purebred dog at the end of the day, and they get to actually realise what they're like, the temperament, just how loving they are, and more people are saying, well, heck yeah, put them on the list, consider adopting a greyhound, because they do make an absolutely wonderful pet.
I've already been sent one too. Jeff, meet Lee, our large retired greyhound, who does this best, lying around waiting for dinner, best pet ever, big couch potato, likes a couple of walks to check out the neighbourhood cats, looks very much at home on those wooden floorboards. How can people get in touch with you, Warren?
Look, the most important thing, yeah, look, they can go to either the website, greyhoundadoptionswa.com.au. There's also a Facebook page, just again, Greyhound Adoptions WA. And on there, they can certainly get in touch. All the contact details are there. And our chairperson and president, Tony Donnelly, who founded the association, she also has her phone number on there, so available to be contacted any time. And you've got my number there. Should anyone happen to ring the program, more than happy to accept the call from them. And, just get in touch and actually learn more about them. But at the moment, with the amount of dogs that we do have coming in, just due to the agency being closed with GAP, which is the industry agency, there's a lot more dogs in, and we do need homes for them. Even if it's for a couple of weeks, you can help out fostering. You get to know the breed wonderfully, and there's a wonderful group of people out there that you get to meet as well at the same time.
Warren, thank you very much, and it would be lovely to hear that we can find a temporary, yes, but maybe a permanent home for some of these lovely dogs.
Jeff Hutchison,
ABC Radio Perth and WA.